Hello everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me as always is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good. Good Monday.
Yeah. So today we are talking about the La Gloria Cubana Serie R Esteli Maduro number 54. Basically, the number 54 is a Toro 6-inch by 54 ring gauge. Comes out of the STG Esteli factory in Nicaragua. The wrapper is Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro, and the binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. The cigar is priced at $6.99, and the cigar was released in July of 2016. So, with all those details out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
In terms of the look of the cigar, I thought the wrapper had a like a gritty dark brown wrapper with traces of some tooth on it. Bunch of roll, fairly well done, providing a uniform give throughout. Veins well pressed, seems tight. The slightly tapered head finish off with a nice thick triple cap. In terms of the nosing experience, off the wrapper, I got cedar, a little bit of fake black pepper coming through. Smell of that foot, black pepper, cedar, like a rocky, like rock-like earthiness to it. Cold draw, white pepper on the tip of the tongue, and this really interesting, like musky, like grandma's old basement note in a campfire note. I know it sounds not so pleasant.
Right.
It wasn't.
The wrapper was a very uniform dark brown. A couple of veins that were present, but along with the seams, they're pretty well hidden. Appeared to be two caps on the head, but this is a very dark wrapper. It's hard to tell. Foot was a bit interesting. It was round for about 85% of the circumference, and then there was like a bump that was about a quarter inch tall that kind of came out of it. It was weird. I'm not sure how to really describe it. And then it ran about like a half inch into the cigar. So that didn't have any effect on the cigar at all. It was just an interesting shape. Two bands, primary being black, silver, and red. Secondary band that's red and silver and kind of denotes it being the Maduro offering. Aroma from the wrapper was like a damp barnyard. Foot gave like a clean, sweet tobacco aroma. Pre-light draws kind of that same clean and sweet tobacco finish that I got from the foot aroma. So getting into the flavor profile, June, what was your experience like?
So off the first third, it was interesting. I got a lot of a staleness to the cigar. There was like this underlying musk and dryness to it. Specifically, I got notes of stale bread, stale dry wood. But there's a bit of a pop in the pepper. Got some fresh ground, spicy black pepper going on, and the subtle campfire-like effect to it. On the retro, dry wood, black pepper, and a subtle dry roasted nuts. Finish gives a mixture of soft black pepper and a campfire lingering on for it was pretty lengthy. Strength and body medium throughout the entire first third. Moving on to the second third, that staleness kind of decreased a little bit, which allowed both that campfire and that spicy black pepper note to shine a little bit more. The retro picks up a much needed deepness and spice in the sense of a spicy cedar in addition to a cream mixed nuts. Finish still that same lingering soft black pepper, but dry stale wood replaces the first there's campfire note. Strength of body, still the same medium. Final third starts off with the bread note returning to the mix, playing off pretty nicely with that really freshly ground pepper and dry wood. Halfway through the final third, profile becomes noticeably bitter, and that really caked down to my palate. The retro, most pleasing part of the cigar, in my opinion, giving me a dry wood, black pepper, and a subtle dried roasted nuttiness. Finish still long lingering with soft black pepper and stale dry wood. Strength and body finish out at the medium mark. So it's some interesting notes in the cigar, paired by some average notes.
Right. Yeah, initial draws for me brought a mix of wood and chocolate. A quarter inch in, that chocolate fades back and the wood kind of takes over the profile. Half inch in, a very slight char joined with the wood, kind of very re reminiscent of the aroma from wood in a smoker. At an inch in, a slight metallic note kind of joined in and caused the char to leave the wood. And after a few draws, that metallic note decreased, which let the wood kind of come back to the front again. Retrohale was kind of an airy wood note. Not tr sure how to kind of explain that more, but just very light and fluffy wood note. I don't know. As the third kind of came to a close, that metallic note increased again, and that wood note remained in the profile as well. And strength was right at the medium level. Getting to the second third, the wood and the metallic notes were continuing on with that same profile on the retrohail as well. Half inch in, the mix of wood and the metallic notes continue without too much of a change. And then an inch in, the metallic note decreased some so that the wood kind of took on the primary note. And then an inch and a half, I performed a purge, and actually that actually got rid of the that metallic note completely, which I was thankful for. And then afterwards, a stale wood note was present. As the third kind of came to a close, that wood loses that stale note and gained a little baking spice to it in the background, and strength was right at medium. And then getting the final third, baking spice has left. Wood kind of continues on with the addition of some cream. And then at a quarter inch in, the wood gained a toast note while the cream was in the background. At three quarters of an inch in, toast is replaced by a slight char, with and the cream remains in the background. And then an inch and a quarter, a creamy coffee note kind of joined the profile with the slightly charred wood. And then as the cigar came to a close, charred wood was up front, creamy coffee note in the background, and the strength had bumped up just a little bit to be slightly above medium. So in regards to performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
Really good construction in terms of the burn. Solid burn the whole time. Cool, slow-burning cigar. Solid ash marks, inch and a half increments. Only factor not being a perfect burn was there's a slight waviness the burn line. In terms of the draw, I thought it was perfect. It struck that perfect balance between the cigar not being too loose nor too tight, right in that, you know, happy medium to draw in all the flavors.
Yeah, burn line was just slightly wavy, but always kept up with itself. Ashes held on in inch and a quarter increments. So I think right, same with you. I mean, it was just a little wavy, but otherwise no issues with it at all. Same thing kind of with the draw. I mean, just the, you know, slight bit tighter than I prefer, but didn't cause any issues with the smoking experience. So no real complaints there. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
You know, it's been a while since I've tasted so much staleness in a cigar. And it's not a pleasant note, and I don't think it belongs in a cigar. Luckily, by the second, third, I thought the cigar became less stale, and it created a better tasting profile. But overall, I mean, it's still really average. You know, I say this so much with General's offerings, and even after they brought in, you know, AJ to do some of their blends, I think when I think about General, aside from, like, some of the CAO stuff and some of the Tarantino stuff, it's just the same average stuff. I guess one upside is most of the General offerings are fairly approachable, not being too strength dominant. So, you know, it'll be approachable for a lot of smokers out there. But, you know, I'm still waiting for that General cigar to, like, really wow me, you know, like take me back to the original release of, like, Amazon Basin days or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this cigar had a pretty standard woody profile throughout. It was just a shame that that metallic note was present and then really prevalent in the second third. But, you know, that purge, you know, resolved that. So I don't know. Maybe, you didn't seem to get that. So maybe it was just kind of my sample. Strength was right around medium the entire time. I look for a better flavor profile on a cigar. But if wood is kind of what you like, this cigar provides a ton of wood. So it would be right up your alley. I probably wouldn't go looking for this cigar. I think there's many other cigars that provide similar profile, probably a ton across the General lines. But I mean, I think it's worth giving a try if you like it. Then, you know, maybe that would be something that you know might find as a daily smoke. Price point's, you know, fairly good. It's sub $7. But you know, that'd be kind of my extent of the recommendation there. In regards to our scores, I gave it a 5.33. You gave it a 5.87. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
The upper fives definitely had the construction of the cigar helping it quite a bit. But I thought the actual flavor experience was overall average. So yeah, I mean, high fives, average tasting profile, coupled by really good construction. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, my match is up well. I mean, I did average for the first and final third. I did subpar in that second third just because of that metallic note was really off-putting. Very good construction, which General is fantastic at. You know, I don't think I've ever really said that they've had a really poorly constructed cigar except for one that I can remember. So, yeah, it's an average cigar. You know. Take that for what it is. My sample had a metallic note to it. Maybe another one would not. But you know, $7, give it a shot if you like it. It's a you know, a fairly large ring gauge Toro, so you get a lot of smoking time out of it. So that's another good good point. But kind of going back to the staleness that you referenced, I kind of call it like a sanitized tobacco note. And I think it's just like I don't know. It just feels like it's like if they grew tobacco in like a clean room or something like that, I would just feel like that would be what the tobacco would taste like, kind of thing. Huh. But part of me almost wonders if that's on purpose, because a lot of the times when I get that flavor, it's in like the, you know, the Dunhill, the Liguria Cubana, the Partagas, you know, those types of lines that are like, you know, popular brands because of the Cuban counterpart. So I'm wondering if they, you know, that flavor profile, they don't want it to be too full of flavor, or, you know, they want it to just kind of be like, it's kind of there, because a lot of people that probably gravitate to these brands are not like diehard cigar smokers that are like really searching for specific flavors and things like that. They're like, you know, maybe they're smoking on the golf course, or they're just kind of bachelor party, or just kind of like they pick a brand and that's all they smoke, kind of thing. So I don't know if maybe that's by design. I really don't know. Like, I've never really had a discussion with anybody there or been able to, you know, visit the factories and yet to kind of get maybe a little bit more insight in that. But that's just kind of my conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's true or not, but just my thoughts.
I think you're wrong. I think this tobacco is found in grandma's basement.
Could be. Could be. Yeah. Next to the mothballs.
Yeah.
Maybe. Any other thoughts from you?
Well, another thought is, you know, the reality is Trino sells so many freaking cigars, and one of the main things that help them is because of these old traditional Cuban marcas, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to sell. You know what I mean? Like, most people are going to pick it up, and they're going to enjoy it.
Right.
So.
There you go. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.